From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. Roman Catholic Bishop Agustin Roman was a Cuban-American icon. Few leaders advocated as strongly as he did, not only for his fellow Cuban exiles, but for all of Miami's abundant immigrant groups. Before he died last year, at the age of 83, Roman chose El Nuevo Herald religion writer Daniel Shore Roth to author his biography. I spoke with Shore Roth about the project and its importance. Daniel, you're a Venezuelan Jew. Bishop Roman was a Cuban Catholic. And yet, before he died, he chose you to write his biography. Why? What was the affinity between the two of you?
He already knew me from my work. And then I think he got to know me personally. And, you know, I'm very honest and I'm very spiritual at the same time. And he saw that in me. So when I originated the idea of doing this, he said no, of course, because he was very humble. And he said I had no legacy. And it took me 6 months until I was able to convince him. And then we started meeting for interviews in January of 2012. And then he died in April.
Can you describe this grant that you received to write this book about Bishop Roman?
There was an approachment with the Bacardi Family Foundation. One of their goals always is to keep alive Cuban culture. And they were very enthusiastic because they feel that I'm helping to keep a legacy alive through the book. The foundation gave a grant to La Ermita de la Caridad, which is Our Lady of Charity Shrine. It's a national shrine in Coconut Grove. The church was founded by Bishop Roman in 1967. And I've been chosen by La Ermita to do this because they felt I had the relationship with Bishop Roman and because he chose me before he died last year.
Why is this project so special and important to both you and the Miami and Cuban exile community here?
I think Bishop Roman is such a unique person. I mean, you're not going to find someone with his virtues, attributes, and the effect that he had in this community. He was the spiritual father of Cuban exiles.
Well, let's talk about why he was so important. What were the most important things that made him such a hero here in the community?
The first thing that made him a hero was that he was the first Cuban who became a bishop in the U.S. Catholic Modern Church. He's also the first Hispanic bishop in the Archdiocese of Miami. But in addition of that, he was a protagonist of different occasions, different moments in history. And one of the ones that capture my attention most, and that's more universal, was that he helped to put an end the largest riots in a federal prison in U.S. history in 1987. And he said to them, let's pray a Holy Father. And he said, but we can't pray a Holy Father with arms in our hands. And, you know, it was a historic moment when everybody dropped the arms and that put an end to the riot.
As a Cuban priest who was thrown out of Cuba by the Castro Revolution in the early 1960s, Bishop Roman never returned to Cuba. But yet, he had an effect on the dissident movement there. How profound was it?
He said, truth will always, win. And I think many people in the dissident movement, saw in him that way of dealing with adversity.
Shore Roth's biography of Bishop Roman is expected to be published by early 2015. You can read more of our Latin America and Caribbean coverage on WLRN.org. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Tim Padgett.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.